Jesse is terrific.
Hi-yo!
Hello, I'm Professor Gordon Chum, head of inappropriate studies at Harvard Correspondence College. The other night, me and my old lady were doing a wife swap with our neighbors, and our young child walked in on the four of us, ruining our super cool, perfectly natural good time. The fact is, kids are learning about polymorphic sexuality earlier and earlier, as more and more parents forget to lock the door. This is the reason I've written my brand new book, You and She and I All Three, A Child's Guide to Swinging. Finally! A book that discreetly teaches children about their parents' passionate orgies, in a way that's both entertaining and educational. Here are some excerpts as read by popular local actor and star of the local theater production of Hamlet, Zombie Hunter, Xavier Ouch.
Excelsior.
God, he's good, isn't he?
Susan liked to charm and tease. She handed me a bowl and I put in my keys.
As well as...
Jane drew me closer and nuzzled my beard. Phil was there, too, and at first, that was weird.
And unfortunately, here's one more.
Now we wake up and a new day begins, and we promise to never do ecstasy again. Excelsior.
Man, I'm seriously, isn't it good? Thank you, Xavier. You know, the drawings are a bit much, but the rest is completely tasteful and appropriate. Don't believe me? Just listen to this creepy father.
Now that I can distract my kid with this book, I have more time to buy cologne, shave my junk, and get busy on my houseboat. Hey, it's my old lady over there. What do you think, man? You want to hit that? You're her type. She said you were cute. Yeah.
I'll almost certainly be arrested soon, so order today! Greetings, everyone! That's all I got. Here's the thing.
Man lives in the sunlit world of what he believes to be reality. There is, unseen by most, an underworld. A place that is just as real, but not as brightly lit. A dark side.
Ah, what a beautiful day for a drive. Let's see what's on the old radio. Ah, jeez, why do I bother? There's nothing on this thing.
Dude, eat Arby's food. It's good food.
Introducing the Angus 3 cheese and bacon from Arby's. Oven roasted, fresh sliced. It's Angus beef done right. Arby's,
it's good food.
Huh, that sounds pretty good. I think I'll swing by Arby's and check that out. Alrighty, got my curly fries, got my beef and cheddar, got me an unsweet tea. Let's check out the yellow boob tube, see what's going on here.
Tonight on TBS and T, Matt Damon in Good Mood Food Will Hunting.
Wait, what?
Followed by Boys in the Hood Mood Food.
What?
Then, later this evening, Clint Eastwood in The Ugly, The Bad, and The Good
Mood Food.
Wait, now what? It didn't even get the joke right. What's happened?
Don't miss out tomorrow on our giant Three Stooges marathon, those zany guys Larry Moe and Curly Fries.
What? This is too weird. What's happening? Hello, who is this?
Hello.
Oh, Xavier, it's you. Sorry, I was just starting to freak out. How are you doing?
Actually, yes, I'm in quite a good mood.
And?
Why does there have to be an and? Why does there always have to be an and with you? Why? Don't be such a pain in the Angus.
The what?
And cheddar.
The what?
And bacon.
That's it! We have got to meet! Oh, Xavier, thank you so much for meeting me here.
Excelsior.
Wow, you are a great actor.
I am classically oven roasted.
Now, see, that's another Arby's term. I've been hearing those everywhere. It's like everywhere I turn, all I hear is stuff about Arby's.
Hush. Right. Let me play the role of a lifetime. Your friend.
Well, yesterday I heard the Arby's jingle on the radio, and then I hear it on the TV, but then I hear it on the phone, and then I hear people saying stuff on the TV, and it's very
Reuben,
weird. My name's Bob.
Listen. It's your mood. It's not good.
Now, see, why are you doing that? Why are you acting like that? I'm getting out of here. This is crazy. This is insane.
Bob.
What?
Just remember. Loaded potato bites with ranch dipping sauce. Ah!
Oh, God. I've got to get out of here. Someone please help me. Oh, God, now it's in my head. Oh, God, I'm going crazy. Please, someone help me. Anyone. Someone please help me. Oh, God, please help me. Someone, please. Oh, God. Oh, God, no. Wait a second. Why does he say that? Jeez, that seems really pretentious, actually. Oh, there's a bus. Now it's time for Jesse Screams at His Facebook Timeline. Alrighty, let's log in, check the old Facebook. Wait, whoa, what's this? Whoa. Oh, they redesigned it. Oh, was it too convenient? Oh, good, now it's more like MySpace. Good, because my main problem with it was that I didn't hate it enough. Well done, Facebook, well done. Alright, let me scroll through these jackasses and see what they have to say. Oh, look, it's a retarded inspirational message. Dance like nobody's watching, y'all. Hey, how about this? Piss like you were pooping. Dance minus your feet. Shit your pants, but make sure you got like a rag. Shut up, you're blocked. All right, let's see. Oh, look, it's a dumb person with really passionate political views. I can't believe he can't spell Muslim. You fucking it. Blocked! Let's see. Oh, good. It's a sad person posting YouTube from their teenage years of their favorite hair bands. Good. What better way to say, hey, everybody, remember when I peaked? No, that's me. Rat really was a very good band. Oh, wait, no, they weren't. Blocked! Let's see here. Oh boy, my favorite, the 20-something college student that's teaching the world life lessons they just learned. Ah, oh, great. Thanks for the advice, Professor. Hey, people should be nice and not be shitty. Well done. Peter Dinklage's body is more developed than your worldview, okay? So please don't lecture me. Hey, here's a topic for your next super deep late night bullshit college conversation. Here, you or your friend, maybe one of you says this. Like, what does the word normal even mean, man? You're stupid. Blocked. Oh, good, virtual farming. Oh, good, I'm sorry I am out of imaginary rutabagas at this time. Imagine this. Imagine that your life is so shitty that your fantasy life consists of manual labor. Blocked! All right, what's left? Oh, good, Words with Friends. All right, I'll play this. Let's see. Okay. Ah, played box there. Try and beat that, buddy. What? What's this? Q-I? Key? Kai? That is not a word! Triple word score is bullshit! Blah! I miss MySpace! I am smart and special! This has been Jesse Screams at His Facebook Time. And thus ends another thrilling episode of Jesse is Terrific. Thank you all so much for listening. Please check me out on Twitter at Jesse is Terrific. Most importantly, I want to thank Paul Strickland for his invaluable contributions. You can find him on Twitter at Talking Paul. And most importantly, his new stand-up CD, Levels of Difficulty, was just released. It is now out on iTunes. please snap up a copy of that. I've heard it. It's very hilarious. And stay tuned to comedypodcast.com because Mr. Strickland will be having a podcast up soon. I also want to congratulate some of the other comics that I've known throughout the years who are doing well right now, including the great Keith Alberstadt, who recently appeared on Letterman for the second time, to Mary Mack, who was recently featured on WTF. I don't want to say it because this is a family show, Mark Maron's podcast, and my good friend Billy Wayne Davis, whose first stand-up CD came out on rooftopcomedy.com. Please support my funny friends. Thank you all very much. Good night, Everett.
Live from an abandoned pool, daring local actor Xavier Ouch, star of Gandhi, Cage Fighter, presents his latest one-man show.
I had a friend. We'll call him Reuben.
It's Heartaches and Potato Cakes, One Man's Journey. You'll be thinking Arby's. He'll be thinking local Emmys.
Yes, good mood food. But bad mood me. Excelsior.
$45, leave your money on the side of the pool.
Jesse is terrific.
Mood food.
Finally. Save that for an Easter
egg. That's good.